Good morning. Welcome to Frontlines Prayer here on the Brian Wright YouTube channel. For those of you hopping on, comment, tell us who you are, where you're watching from, so that way we can say good morning to y'all. For those of you who don't know, my name is Barrett, and we've got pretty awesome special guest, Corey Johnston.
Hello.
I promise that's not his energy level. The children have the right amount of enthusiasm. I'm ready for the people to hop on. Like when Brandy, Corey's wife, sees, it's going to be great. See, look at that. Joni, I knew it. As soon as Joni saw you.
Yes. Hi, Joni.
Nah, that's so nice. So nice of you.
Good morning.
We have Miss Terry in the chat. She says, good morning. Janine is here. Miss Marilyn, Holly, Johnny, Lisa, Hannah Seyfried is here, but she's driving, so good job being responsible and not typing while you drive. Phil is here. Seth is here. Jake LeBrec is watching. Jake, it's your boss. Sherry is on. Charlie is here. Joni's here. Angie, Apostle Joshua, so good to see you this morning, sir. Miss Catherine, Gerald, and the people are here, and they're going, Corey, Corey, Corey. That's how I'm reading it anyway. It's like when you go to a sporting game, and it's like, Corey, Corey.
Amen.
Except we're coming into the presence of God, so I feel a little bit off doing that, so I'm sorry, Lord.
Yeah, about him, you know.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Shanae is here. Joni thought about spelling your name wrong this morning, but she chose to love you instead.
It doesn't matter to me. As long as you don't call me late for dinner, I'm fine.
Good gravy. Oh, my gosh. Corey asked me if I was joking when I asked him to mic up today. We'll see if I was or not. We'll find out.
clearly, I was prepared, yes.
You look great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
I will never pick on Barrett again.
Bringing a hat into the presence of God, it's whatever.
Okay. Well, that's better, really. Is it? Oh, I feel more comfortable that way. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this okay? No? What do you want me to do?
I don't. You seek the Lord.
You do?
Paul Sittler's here. Juliet is here this morning. Miss Chrissy is on. Tabitha, it's so good to see you. See, the people are going to see that it's different and that you're here, and it's going to invigorate them this morning.
Joy. It is, you know.
Janine's off to the side. It's exciting. good morning, Apostle Joshua. Just so that you know, and totally not correcting, but just so you know, Pastor Nicole is not here. I'm Barrett. I serve in the ministry, and it's an honor to serve under Pastor. But his wife, Pastor Nicole, she's beautiful, and she is at home right now. So that's not who I am. He's got a lovely wife, and she's like my spiritual mama. Well, not like. She is my mama in that way. So excited to be here and representing both of them. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to have everybody hopping on this morning and being just ready to add your supply of faith, hope, and love. We're going to hop in and pray in just a minute. But as y'all know, we typically take a few moments here in the very beginning and we gather around the word. We step into this place of unity together so that way we truly become one body. And for those of you that were on the broadcast yesterday with Brother Brian, one of the things that was coming up to him, and we're going to be actually teaching it again today on Lunch Plus, is the importance of family. William, you can cut to my shot just for a minute. So we're talking about the importance of family on the broadcast, and really there's I don't think it's a coincidence that the Lord told me to ask Corey to hop on today, because Corey, truly, this joking, laughing, whatever, this is part of family. Family is not serious. Like, it is. It's not just serious. Family has a thread of joy that binds us together. We're bound together in perfect love. And so as we're hopping in today, you know, I mean, William, again, you can cut back and forth between being led. I actually think it's going to be a little different. But, like, one of the things that I almost shared on the broadcast yesterday, but the Lord had me hold it, I think, for this morning, was there was a time when we were doing 6 a.m. prayer. We've been doing 6 a.m. prayer now for almost 6 years. And there was a time a few years ago where we had a bunch of people start hooking into 6 a.m. prayer. We'd started the conference call. More and more people were coming in person. And so we had like a mix of the people who had been there for a long time and then people that were coming in that were learning how to pray. It's actually similar to this time right now in the regard that we've now opened it up and more people are coming again. But at that time, it was, and Joni and Hannah can attest to this, it was like at least a month straight where we spent the first 45 minutes, and it's we only prayed an hour, the first 45 minutes was just us picking back and forth and laughing back and forth. And on the inside of me, like my flesh was screaming the whole time because I'm like, I want to pray. We're here to pray. Lord, please, please let me pray. And not just me, the leaders under me that were there were also desiring that. So it was this moment of feeling like pressure from my own flesh and pressure from the leaders that were there serving with me and feeling really irresponsible. And yet at the same time, knowing that I was following the flow of the anointing. So I had to ask the Lord, Lord, why are we doing this? Like, I don't just want to talk because you're asking me to talk. I don't want to just goof around because it's something my flesh likes doing. Why are you having us do this? Why are we staying in this place for so long? And he told me pretty clearly it was because what we needed as a group is we needed that family with each other. We needed to be in that place of unity and have this trust with one another. Because when we enter in to a time of prayer, there needs to be trust in the flow of the anointing. There needs to be trust if you start praying that I can yield and yield to you, and not you, the man, but the flow of the anointing right. through you. And you can do the same with me. We can do the same with each other. And there strips away the competition. There strips away the desire to be seen because we're truly a people of one mind, one heart. And so this morning, I bring that up because this morning the Lord brought me back to the verse that he brought me to at that time as well, Romans 15, verse 5. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord, you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's literally saying, you need to be a people of one mind. You need to be a people that are so in sync together, yielded to one Lord, that together your voice, it stops being separate voices and it's one voice. It stops being separate voices, it's one voice. And with the one voice, we bring glory to God. Glory to God. Joni and Hannah both were like, it was needed. That's true. We needed family to get into the flow quickly. Hannah says, unity is the key to flowing in the Holy Ghost. And look, they're literally putting this in the comments at the same time. Why? Because there's a thread of family found when we choose to make Jesus Lord and follow after him. But here's why I'm bringing this up also, is because later on in this chapter, it tells us, here's what comes from the fruit of unity. Here's what comes when we choose to step in to a place of family, a place of yielding, a place of fellowship, a place of flowing together and trusting one another. Here's what God says he's able to do in the presence of a unified prayer, a unified group of people. In verse 13, now in unity, now that you're of one mind, now that you are of one voice, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that word hope, we know, means a joyful, confident expectation. We abound in joy. We abound. I'm pausing right now. Pastor Zach just came out of the woodwork. It's because you're here today. Wow. I'm telling you what. Hello, Pastor Zach. Good morning. I told you, you're drawing him in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. It's hat. But no, truly, in a place of unity, where there's unity, there's joy. Where there's unity, there's hope. Where there's unity, there's overflow. Where there's unity, there's a glorifying of God that takes place. God is able to move through a united people. And that unity is not serious. It's like, it's truly a flow of joy. Like Corey and I moved right into the word directly before we were picking on each other for 5 minutes. Like, it's truly a thread of family that's there. And in family that we have with one another, God will flow through the united body like in nothing else. He moves through unity.
Yeah, the flow, you need to be able to flow back and forth.
Yeah.
It's not just, it's the spirit here, and then it's, the natural when you're picking and whatever. It's spiritual, too.
Yeah.
But there's a flow, and you just need to learn how to flow. And when I first got on the prayer call at 6 o'clock in the morning, and there was 5 or 10 minutes of joking and family, and I'm like, Lord, why am I on, like, there's other things I could be doing. It's,
yeah,
you know. And the Lord had me stay on, and then shortly thereafter, you had made a comment about you got to put your flesh under, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll put my flesh under.
Not directly to Corey.
It was to everybody.
Corey Johnston, put your flesh down.
Right. I hear that a lot. Usually it's, but anyway, not a lot. I mean, I'm just, I'm kind of kidding. But. Well, but the interesting thing is one of the verses you read about, how many times you've been believing and you don't have joy and peace.
Right.
Right. We're supposed to have joy and peace while we're believing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's the fruit of prayer. Like, that's an evidence that that's the Lord, because that's where I was going right next. Yeah. Like, the Lord this morning, as I was just spending time with him, prepping to pray, he just had me go into the sanctuary. Sharon actually walked in. Go into the sanctuary and just start praising God. Like, I woke up this morning feeling a little bit tired, and last night, Monday night, were later nights for me, and waking up at 4 a.m, like, I mean, there's a natural side too. So I woke up this morning and was just kind of like ho-humming my way in. He told me to go in the sanctuary and just start praising him. So I put on praise, and I started praising the Lord and singing a praise song, like literally purposing my works of praise. Then I started praying in the Holy Ghost. Then he had me start singing again in the Spirit. And before I knew it, this version that's in front of the camera, the Spirit took over. And that weariness, that dragging, it goes away. When we put on the fruit of joy and we put on the spirit of praise, God is able to produce out of us what he needed to have there the whole time. Today, when we enter in to prayer, our posture, it's going to be praise today. That's part of the hope that we can be abounding in, a joyful, confident expectation. The same way with you. If you woke up this morning and there was kind of some dragging and why are they talking for 14 minutes? I'm ready to pray. Don't they? I got here at 6 o'clock. Let's pray. We are in the flow of the anointing right now. He's wanting us to come together into a place of unity, because where there is unity, God commands the blessing. Where we are of one mind, where we are of one spirit, where we are of one voice, God sees a unified people. And where there's unity, the blessing can't be stopped. That's why God had to disrupt the language when they were building, the Tower of Babel, because they were in pride. They would have destroyed themselves had they continued. But their unity was so strong that even though they were in the wrong position, doing the wrong thing, had they simply continued in unity, that unity brings a power. It brings a supernatural power. And if they could reach something that looks impossible in their own works, what are we able to do as we step into a unity led by the Lord with a joyful shout of praise on the inside of us? What can be produced this morning? What does God want to produce through prayer this morning? And let this begin to stir you up right now. Lord, you're doing something mighty through this unified prayer today. You are doing something supernatural in the presence of your people. With one voice, with one shout today, we're entering into the gates. We're entering into the courts with thanksgiving and praise. And you, oh God, you are worthy to be praised. And I shall abound. We shall abound in hope. And today, this body, this vine, all that are connected to it, we will overflow in the things of God. We are receiving a fresh filling this morning. Every partner, every member, every attender alike, we are receiving this morning the fresh infilling of God for today. Today, there's a fresh filling. Put it in the comments. Today, there's a fresh filling. Today, there's a fresh filling. Today, there's a fresh filling. And in unity, that's where it's commanded. It's not just released. It's not just available. There's a commanded blessing that comes upon the people of God. So today, if there was any weariness, I get it. But let's drop that right now. If there is any sluggishness, drop it. If there is any confusion, we're dropping it. We're entering into his gates with thanksgiving. We're entering into his courts with praise. We're coming before the king. And he says that to come boldly before the throne of grace in time of need. And God will help us. This morning, we're being led by the anointing. We're being led by the Father. We're being led by the Holy Ghost. We're being led into the fullness of joy this morning. So if there was trying to be lack in joy, if there was opposition to joy, get ready, because there's a fresh filling today for you and for everyone connected to this ministry. We're hopping into the presence of God. I mean, we're here now. He inhabits the praises of his people. But get ready, because there's a fresh filling coming to your house right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we hop into the presence of God, as we come before you this morning, we ask in the name that the Holy Ghost leads us into a praise of God that causes a presence to flood every home, every vehicle, wherever the people are listening right now. We thank you for the presence of God here in the studio, and let the presence lead us into the fullness of God in Jesus' name. You want to kick off?
Sure.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day, Lord.
Thank
we just
you.
Thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness, your mercy, Lord. We just thank you for joy and for the opportunity to praise you, Lord.
Yes.
On the way in today, Lord, I was praising you when I put on a song that was, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. And I was kind of joking around. I said, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going back to the grave, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that you give us the opportunity to get out of our bed, to get out of the grave, to just get out of whatever we're in, Lord, and focus on you. We praise you and thank you for your faithfulness. We trust you, Lord. We thank you for unity, Lord, that the devil fights unity because he knows that it brings the blessing. He knows what unity will do, Lord, from the Tower of Babel, Lord. He knows what happens when people unite, Lord. So he comes against that and he causes division, whether it's between man and woman or black and white, races or the employer-employee, whatever it is, he comes against that. And we come against him now in the name of Jesus, that you will not have any access to the thoughts of the body of Christ, of Boomerang, of the partners, Lord, that we will be united around the vision that you've given to Pastor Brian and Boomerang Church, Lord. We praise you and thank you for all that you're doing in this ministry, what you have done and what you will continue to do.
Yes.
We praise you and thank you, Lord, that we have joy unspeakable
and
full of glory. Ha-ka-shu-ta-ra-kan-da-ta-ku-sha-ta-ki-ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-bun-ta-ta-ta-ki.
Father, we thank you for the bond that binds us together. We thank you for that perfect love of God. And we thank you that here in this ministry, through the vine of this ministry, all of our partners, our members, our attenders, the teams within the ministry, every branch, every arm of our international ministry, every team within the local bodies, we thank you that the thread that binds us all together is the perfect love of God. We thank you, Lord, that in the love of God, there is no fear. In the love of God, there is no fear. In the love of God, there is no fear. So this morning, as we step into you, I thank you that Joni put it in the comments a little bit ago. In the anointing, it breaks every bondage. In the love of God, there is no fear. Lord, any bondage of fear, any bondage of lack, any weapon formed against the unity of this ministry and the body of Christ as a whole, we come against it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God that binds us together in love. You are the God that leads us by the still waters. You're the God that causes us to triumph at all times. You're the God that leads us in the ways of life. life. You are the God that answers by fire. You are the God who fills us fresh to the full to the overflow. You are the God that pours out his spirit fresh every day, Lord, for those that would receive it. So this morning, we receive your fresh filling of your Holy Ghost now in the name of Jesus. Just ask him for it. Jesus, fill me fresh with your Holy Spirit and with your fire this morning. Lord, for every partner, every member, every attender, let there be a fresh filling now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a fresh filling now in the name of Jesus. A fresh filling, a fresh filling, a fresh filling of joy. Lord, in this place of unity that we have among the team, that we have among our viewers right now, not just viewers, the people participating in prayer, whether at home or here in person, there's a unified flow of your goodness. There's a unified rallying of your spirit. You have stirred the waters this morning. You have stirred the waters this morning. We stir ourselves up in our most holy faith. And Lord, before we release that, Lord, we get ourselves ready. We prepare ourselves before you right now. Let there be, Odiasai, no doubt found among us. We're not begging. We're not pleading. We are releasing in authority the words of God. Life be over this body. Life be over this vine. Life be in this ministry. No disruptions, no chaos, no confusion, no weapon of division is allowed in this house. None, none, none. I ask that the light of God shines so brightly on the hearts of each one of us that we would see clearly the hope of our calling in Christ. We would see clearly the love of God that binds us together. Let clarity be this morning in the name of Jesus and over every person watching, every person praying, every person present, every person coming in later on. Let there be a release of your anointing where they are, that their eyes would be enlightened, that they may see the hope that's available today. There is hope today, and the God who fills is pouring it out now in the name. Yobokokoko. Yambakara karesem. Loto korokonde sabakaka. Lante kere sambataka. Lata kara santa kaka. Loto koro konde saba. Late kare sambeteke. Late kare sabataka. Loto konda kara sai. Lete kende sembete. Loto konda kara sai. Lete kende sabataka kai. Lati atai ay 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 ay. Loto konde sabataka kai. Late kare sambataka rese. Lete kere sambataka kai. Loto konde sabataka kai. Late kare sabaka. Lande kere sembeteke. Lete kerise, lete kerise, lete kerise, lete kerise, lete kerise, lete kerise, bete kariasi, leanti ashiaba. Lonto koroko, lante kariasai, loto konda kara sanda kara kara kai, lata kanda sabata, lata kande sebeti, loto koro sontaka, lata fwembe te keresai, loto koro konda sabakaka, lande atai. Lante kere sambataka, loto koro koro son, lati sambataka resebe, lati kare sambataka rakai, disrupting agents against the unity of God, as Corey was praying out earlier. Anything sent by the Antichrist agenda to disrupt the momentum, to disrupt the flow of unity, to disrupt the love of the brethren, any weapon formed against the unity of the saints in this vine, in the name of Jesus, be destroyed now in Jesus' mighty name. Anything that could have stopped the forward momentum of God, anything that could have derailed it, anything that could have upended it, anything that would have required a rebuilding. No, Lord, let there be sure foundations rooted and grounded in you. Let any weapon that was formed be destroyed, exposed, and we declare cannot prosper. There is no weapon of division. We abound in love in this ministry. We abound in love in this vine. We abound in the fruit of the Spirit. We abound to the full, to the overflow. We abound in confidence. We abound in joy. We abound an expectation. We abound. We abound. We abound. Put it in the comments right now. I abound in joy. I abound in love. I abound in confidence. Whatever it is, that's your declaration. We, whichever one of those or all three, we're abounding in those things right now. We are not those that would be flashings in the pan. We would be a ministry that is an eternal flame should Jesus tarry. We burn brightly for God, and men and women are drawn to the light. And when they come, they find the love of God in this ministry. They see it in the Philippines. They see it in Mexico. They see it in Africa. They see it in every nation that we go to. They see it in the ministry here in the United States of America. It'll be seen this weekend in Kingdom Ministry Affiliation. Wherever this body places their foot, they will come to know the love of God, because it fills us to the full, to the overflow.
And unity, the devil is very deceptive, so he can come in with lack, with sickness, and that can cause division, because you'll draw back. You won't press in to your brothers and sisters in Christ. You'll draw back. So we come back, come against any lack.
Yeah.
Whether that's in your finances, that's in your health, that's in your relationships, we command the devil to get his hands off of you now in Jesus' name, and there to be increase. And back when we were praying for the infilling of the fresh fire, Lord, I heard somebody asking, well, how do I get the fresh fire? I want the fresh fire, but how do I receive that? You just receive it like a gift, just like you do salvation. You just say, I receive it, Lord. Just take a deep breath in and a deep breath out.
Yeah.
Deep breath in, deep breath out, and just receive that fresh fire now in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Miss Sherry says, we abound with one voice to glorify God. Yeah, Lord, years ago, Pastor tasked this group of people to pray and ask him for a sound. Now, that can have a bunch of different implications. There are a bunch of different ways we can apply that. But today, you just brought that back up when I read Miss Sherry's comment. Let there be a sound of unity found in this body. A sound of unity. A unified hunger. Just like Buddy preached back in 2020, 2021, wherever it was. Hunger has a sound. Hunger has a sound. Hunger has a sound. It's the sound of blind Bartimaeus. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. It's the sound of the woman crying out, saying, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. It's the sound of the saints praying in the upper room. Give us what Jesus promised us. There is a sound of praise. The sound of hunger is the sound David made when he threw the rock at Goliath's head. There's a sound of hunger. There's a sound of hunger. Let there be a unified hunger, a unified sound of hunger in this body that brings you glory. Not just coming out of Brother Brian's mouth, not just coming out of Sister Nicole's mouth. Let each one of us have the cry of hunger from the depths of who we are. God, I've got to have you. God, I need you. Lord, I can't do this without you. We need you. Let it move from an I to a we. We need you. We have to have you. We place a demand on the anointing. We need you. We have to have you. We are hungry for you. We will not be satisfied until we see heaven on earth. We refuse to stop. We refuse to quit. We refuse to back down. We refuse to shrink back. We refuse to be snuffed out by the Antichrist. We stand. And having done all, we stand. We are a we. We are a we. We are a group. We are a team. We are a fire. We are unable to be stopped as we come together. There is no stopping a unified, linked together grouping of God's people. We link arm in arm spiritually now in the name of Jesus over every person that's attached to this vine. Let there be a strong linking together in the spirit. As Corey was praying out earlier, nothing that causes thoughts of weird breaking. No, like, weird hierarchical thoughts of, well, I can't be in unity with this person because of that. I'm not really unified with them because of this. No, no. The Lord is unified with the servant. The servant is unified with the Lord. The mother is unified with the son. The daughter is unified with the father. There is unity across the board. Their brothers and sisters are unified together. We link arm in arm and we advance. We move together as one. We follow the lead. We follow those that are trained to equip the saints, but we're doing it together as one. We do it together as one. One body, one mission, one family, one purpose. Heaven come to earth today. Say that with us this morning. Heaven come to earth today in the name of Jesus. On earth as it is in heaven. Where there is unity, you answer yes and amen. Yes, and so be it. We expect to see heaven on earth in Albemarle today. Heaven on earth in Troy today. Heaven on earth in Stanley County. Heaven on earth in Montgomery County. Heaven on earth in New Hampshire. Heaven on earth in Texarkana. Heaven on earth in North Carolina. Heaven on earth in the Philippines. Heaven on earth in Mexico. Heaven on earth in Indiana. Heaven on earth in South Carolina. Heaven on earth wherever our partners are located. Heaven on earth in Florida. Heaven on earth in New York. Heaven on earth in Maryland. Heaven on earth in the name of Jesus. Heaven on earth in Africa. Heaven on earth today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yabakara kande sebe. Loto koro kode sambatakaka. Lata kande sabatakakai. Lede kande sabata kaka, lande kare asai abaka, lande kare sabata kara kare asai, loto konda kara.
And for there to be unity, we need your love, Lord.
Yes.
We receive your love now,
yes.
Lord. Pour your love out. You said that your love is shed abroad in our hearts when we get saved. It's a fruit of the Spirit. There's a seed that's been planted in us, and it's up to us to cultivate it, Lord. We cultivate that today, Lord. We receive your love so that it can flow through us to other people. We thank you, Father, for that gift of who you are. God is love.
Yes.
We thank you and praise you, Lord, that we won't let offense come. It may come, but we'll come against it.
Yes.
We thank you and praise you that through love is how you conquer everything. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love is perfect.
Yes.
And nothing can stand against it. So we thank you and praise you for that love being so evident in
yes.
us that people see the love whenever we go. That wherever we go, they saw the love on Jesus.
Yes.
That they see the love on us. It's your love working through us, Lord. We just praise you and thank you for coming up higher, being rooted and grounded in love.
Yes.
That we would know the breadth, the length, the depth, the height of it, Lord. That we would become intimately acquainted with you, which is love.
Yeah.
And that as we become acquainted with it and hang out with you, we become more like you, which means we just become pure love. We just praise you and thank you for it. That we would have the same mind of Christ that he said, for the joy set before me, he endured the cross. The joy that was set before him because he was thinking about you and he was thinking about me. Going through everything, being separated from the Father, he was still in joy. Not joyful for the circumstances, but joyful for what he saw, what was on the other side. So if you're going through anything, look to where you're coming through, which is victory. You're coming through on the other side. We praise you and thank you. Anyone that's battling sickness or disease right now, we come against it, Lord. It's not from you. It's lack. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for wholeness and healing in our body. And as we praise you and we get in joy and love and expectation, everything else melts away.
Yes.
Everything else melts away. This is but a moment, this life. And then we'll be in your presence. And even if you didn't receive your healing in this life, when you move on, you've received your healing. You will receive your healing one way or the other, but receiving it on this side so that you can fulfill everything you're called to. Don't go out of this life until you're done, not on the devil's terms. If you're 100 years old and you want to go home, just don't go out on your sickbed. You rise up. are healthy and then say, I'm going home on my own terms. You're not going home on the devil's terms. I'm going on my terms. And God has given you that right and that authority. So we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for you defeating the grave, you defeating death and hell, and taking back the keys to everything, Lord. And you placed it in our hands, and it's up to us to receive it, Lord. So we praise you and thank you that we take the keys. We take the keys to life, that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. And the devil's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But, you know, life and life more abundantly. Yes. And we focus on that. And the devil is under our feet. And we enforce that, Lord. We just praise you and thank you for what you've done for us. The love that you showed on the cross to even come to the earth. If you're in heaven, why would you even... People that die, they get to heaven and they come back and they just want to go back to heaven.
Yeah.
That he left heaven to come to earth for you and me. Lord, let that be so big in us that we can't help but share it with others, Lord. That we just don't hold it in and be selfish, Lord. That we share the love of God with other people. That we don't want to see one person. You don't want to see one person in hell. And let that be our heart. That our heart would be, I don't want to see one person leave this earth and go to hell. That I'm going to do everything that I can to tell them about you. And how much you love them. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord.
As you were talking, and I'm hesitant even now, I believe it's the Lord, but I'm hesitant because it's something that's really precious to me and I don't talk about it a lot, unless the Lord leads. But there was as you're talking about that love, that perfect love, it truly strips away the stuff that's not fruitful, the stuff that doesn't matter.
Right.
Like all of that pettiness that really just does not matter. That love of God does that. And it was about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, we were praying here in the church, and I'm not going to share all of it because some of it's just for me, but we were praying here in the church. I wasn't leading prayer. I was participating in noon prayer that we used to do. And I was praying, and I was sitting on a couch that we used to have in the foyer. And at that time, the Lord was really like unlocking things in me. And I shared in part, Mr. Paul, your testimony that you just put in the comments of being able to physically see with your tangible eye some of the splendor and glory of God, this goes hand in hand with that. Because at that time, the Lord was unlocking giftings in me. And he was teaching me how to hear his voice really for the first time. I'm not saying that you've never heard his voice before, Mr. Paul, but for me, he was showing me how he talks to me, and he was helping me to know him, because there's an assignment on my life. There's an assignment on all of your lives as well, and part of this time of prayer, one of the things I'm watching it do is it's unlocking stuff inside of people. It's unlocking giftings, and I'm really just seeking the Lord to be led as I'm sharing this, because again, I think I've told this testimony less than 10 times, and it happened 5-6 years ago. Yeah. But I was sitting on the couch out there, and at that time, I was having, and I say this so with all humility, I was having daily encounters with God. Like daily, at that point, like daily visions, daily, like in the spirit, like he would take me places and show me things. And that stuff you can't really say. Just that people don't get what that means. I know you do, and I believe the people watching have ears to hear it this morning. But so I'm sitting on that couch, and I'm just praying. Like, we're just praying in the Holy Ghost. Like, there was not much English prayer that happened at this noontime prayer. We basically just prayed in tongues for an hour, more or less. So I'm just praying in the Holy Ghost. Shandi asaya bataka londoko deke, linde keresa bataka de kari asaya. Just thinking on the Lord. And all of a sudden, on my left shoulder, I felt a hand on my shoulder. And it was not the hand of someone physically, like, that I could see with my natural eyes, like I'm seeing you. but I felt the physical hand of God on my shoulder. And honestly, it's part of why I don't put words to it is because I don't really know yet fully what happened. But I know whether it was in person or it was at least in the spirit. I don't know how much of it was in person or not. But in the spirit, I turned and Jesus was standing there. Mm. And it was, I misspoke. It wasn't the hand of the Father. It was the hand of Jesus. And it was on my shoulder. And I turned and I had this encounter with Jesus. And this is the part that's for me. I'm not going to go into all the depths of it. But it was so detailed and so perfectly crafted to bless me. It was something that only I really even knew blessed me. And it was this moment with Jesus. And I'm standing there with him. And like, I don't want this to sound weird or hyper spiritual or anything like that, but literally in this vision, I'm like dancing with Jesus. So like I'm holding his hand, I'm touching his arm, I can see him. I couldn't super see his face clearly, but I could sense what was happening like with his face. So like I'm looking at him, I'm seeing him, I'm seeing how he's clothed, I'm seeing his hands. And in that moment, the splendor of God and the goodness of God was so overwhelming to me that literally the only thought I remember having is, I'm loved by him. I'm loved by him. And it was a much deeper, but similar to when my husband told me he loved me for the first time. And those of you that are married, I'm sure this is not just my testimony. But for the first time, when that hits you and that revelation that it's not just a word, that it's real, that it's a love that's not going to stop. I remember for days waking up being like, George loves me. George loves me. I'm loved. And in that moment with Jesus, seeing his purity, seeing the depth of his love, seeing how big he is, seeing how good he is, seeing just a glimpse of his glory, because that's all it was. It was just a glimpse of his glory, seeing the full magnitude of how pure and awesome and wonderful he is. All that was able to be in my logical, like natural, not logical, but my natural mind was, I'm loved by him. I'm loved by him. Nothing else mattered. I came out of that time with the Lord, and for hours I wasn't the same. Like I couldn't talk because the fact that I'm loved by someone that good and that pure and that marvelous and just the magnitude of who he is. The creator of the universe is that good and deep and big. Like we cannot wrap our logical, natural minds around it. But the height, the breadth, the depth of his love, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. That's how we stay in unity, because nothing else matters. We're loved by him. And we get to take that love into the world. That's what's fueling when we pray out, Lord, give us a unified sound and a unified hunger. Why? That the world may know you, Lord. That you may be glorified in the unity. That you may be glorified in the sound. Lord, let that love of God that we have, let it be so real that it can't be contained within us anymore. Let the fruit of that love come out. And let it bind us together in that unity. We're loved by God. And he is yearning this morning to overflow us with the reality of that love. That's the filling this morning. Is a reality of the love of God. Sydney, you are so loved by God. Anna is so loved by God. Your family is so loved by God. I'm so thankful you were on. I saw you being on. Lord, in this place of love, in this place of family, we come together and we send that love of God to where Sydney and Anna are right now. Where that family is, let that love of God overwhelm, overflow from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Let that love of God wash them clean. Let that love of God purify anything that wasn't of you. Let that love of God flush out any bit of the curse. Let that love of God bind them together. Let that love of God just refresh them this morning. And we speak life and long life and satisfying life and life to the full till it overflows. The love of God be in them now. And that's not just me praying. We've got family here this morning. If nothing else, we got to this place for this moment. Love of God, healing of God, family of God, be in Sydney's family now, in Sydney, in James, in Anna, in Selah. Love, healing, life, be in the name of Jesus. Overwhelm them, overflow them now in the name. In the name. And for every person watching, a reality today of what it means to be loved by you. Eyes to see and ears to hear, because we do have the capacity to know. We've got the capacity of Christ. So Lord, with eyes to see and ears to hear today, let us know what it means to be loved by God. The protection, the deliverance, the saving power, the provision, the healing, the fellowship. Lord, let us know what it means to be loved by you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yobo korokon. Ande sebeke deke. Yobo korokon da karakai.
Lord, we are beloved. You just love us so much. There was a shift when we shifted into your love, Lord.
Yeah.
There was a quietness that comes, like the I don't want to say weight of your love, but the love just, like, you can feel it in the studio. And I pray that you can feel it in your room, Sydney, that the love of God just fully encompasses your whole family right now in your room and just is breathtaking. It just takes away your breath because he loves you so much.
Yeah.
Lord, I believe that love is the foundation for everything we do. Lord,
yes.
That would be so real in each person, like Barrett was praying out, that it would be so real in every person that there'd be a marked change in their life, Lord. It marked me when I was seeking you, when I first got filled with the Holy Spirit, and I was like, okay, you have a plan and a purpose for my life.
Yeah.
So I'm going to press in. And what is it? I thought I was being selfish. Just like, why am I here? But if I find out why I'm here, then I can plug into the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And what you did for the next 60 to 90 days was you poured out your love every morning when I was praying in the Spirit. And I was praying for hours at a time at that point in my life. And I didn't know it was your love at the time. Your presence would just overwhelm me, and I would just shake. And then one morning in English, I said, "It is finished." And I'm, "What is finished? What is finished, Lord?" And I believe what you were doing in that time frame was, I was such a selfish person. I only cared about myself. I only cared about my four and no more. Like, I wouldn't even give a quarter to somebody because I'd be like, "I work hard for my money. Go get a job." And your love just came in me, and you just overwhelmed me with your love. I mean, I had a lot to change in me because I didn't have any love besides for myself, Lord, and you emptied that out of me, Lord, and I need to continually be filled. I'm not trying to say I've arrived, because I surely have not, but that love that was poured into me, Lord, that you would pour that into each person as they get hungry for you, that you will fill them as fast and as much as hungry they are. Like,
yeah.
It's up to the individual how much they grow, how much of God they have. It's based on your hunger.
Yeah.
And I just thank you and praise you, Lord, that we hunger after your love, Lord. And that'll take care of everything else. That'll basically make all the other things just go away, because your love is just so perfect, Lord. We just praise you and thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you for your love.
Thank you, Father. As Juliet put in the comments, Lord, let us today be marked by your love. I know Corey and I could easily probably go back and forth here for a long time of different things that have marked us by the love of God. But let that not just be something that we can testify of. Lord, today, first of all, let us freshly be marked by the love of God today. Lord, in this presence of your love, let it so penetrate us. Let it mark us fresh again today. Even as I'm retelling that testimony, God, you're bringing it back fresh. What it means to be loved by you. I have no doubt you're doing the same with Corey. But for every person on this time of prayer, Lord, let each one of us be marked by the love of God today in a fresh way. Let the love of God mark us the same way that Pastor Nicole, as Joni put in the comments, that it's tangible. Lord, the same way that you speak to Pastor Nicole and you spoke to her all those years ago when she needed to see the love of God and you spoke to her in a way that was personal to her, and you'll send her now hearts in the natural realm. You'll send her heart-shaped rocks and shells and leaves just as a reminder of your love. You spoke to me in that encounter with you in ways that probably wouldn't bless Corey, but they blessed me deeply because it was a way you spoke to me. You speak to Corey in a way that maybe wouldn't minister to me, but it ministers deeply to Corey because you know him from the inside out. The same way that the love of God is thick in Sydney's room right now, and the tangible sweetness of God that Elizabeth put in the comments a little bit ago, you're speaking to each one of us in ways that we can understand. As Miss Catherine put in the comments a while ago, limitless love is available. Mark your people today with an encounter of love. Let the love of God, let us meet it today. Let us find it today. Let us experience it and receive it today in a fresh way. Let the hand of God come down and touch each one of us today. Touch the very heart and the very fabric of who we are. Let that love of God, let it change our very DNA structure. Let it change us almost, if not totally, actually yes. Let it change us on a molecular level. That's what I hear. Let the love of God change Anna on a molecular level, where there had been any opportunity of lack in our physical bodies, from the seemingly big to the seemingly small. If there was any lack, let the love of God come and change the very fabric of what's taking place on the inside of us, spiritually, but also naturally. Change blood flows. Change the level that organs are pumping out. Change bone structure. Change spines right now. Let the love of God come. Change us on a molecular level. Realign bone structure. Realign spines. Realign things in our veins. Realign blood flow. Realign chemicals in the brain. Change us on a molecular level from the love of God. Let it mark us. Let it mark us. Let it mark us. Just receive it right now. Receive that love right now. Say, I receive, Lord, your love today. Let me see it in a way I've never seen it before. Let me receive it like I've never received it before. But I'm hungry to receive your love and a revelation of being loved by you fresh today. And hear me, that love, like you may have seen at different points where my face may look like it's crying, or it may look like there's tears. That's not sorrow. The love of God does not produce sorrow. In the love of God, there is no sorrow. There is joy to the full, to the overflow. This is just my body reacting to the presence of God. I'm not sad. I'm so honored to be loved by God. I'm so deeply moved to be loved by God. The weight of his glory and the weight of his love, there should be a reaction. I'm not saying it has to look like what's happening to me, but I want to ensure that it's clear. Don't get it twisted. Right. There's no sorrow in his presence. There's no fear in his presence. He's that good. He casts all that junk out. So if there's weight, like I can sense it right now, that there's weight that's trying to rise up against this flow of peace. It may just be for one person, but I can sense it in the spirit that there's at least one, but probably more, that as this peace is coming, there's trying to be situations, there's trying to be circumstances or negative thoughts or whatever. Set your eyes on Jesus. Consider him. Consider the fact that he formed you and he chose you. You didn't choose him. He first chose you, is what the Bible tells us. He first chose you. He's that good. The God, like the all-powerful, almighty, wonder-working, magnificent God that crafted every good thing, and nothing good is outside of him. He looked through this whole world and decided, I don't want to be without you. I need you. See, we cry out to God thinking that it's a one-way street of us saying, Lord, I need you. God's crying out for us too, going, I need you. I gave everything for you. I sent my son for you. I'm longing for you. This is not just a one-way longing. This is not just a one-way asking. God is asking for us today to return to his love and return to his goodness, to do what Revelation 2 says, to come back to our first love. It's not a one-way street. God is up there choosing you day after day after day after day, longing to lavish you with his love. I'm not trying to be weird or romantic sounding. It's just a reality of who he is. He is longing to love you. It's not just me longing for him. He's longing to love you. He's longing to get his goodness to you. And it starts with us first receiving his love. We can't do any of the doing until we first receive it. So as you're receiving that love, set your eyes on Jesus. If there's anything that would have tried to come up against that love walk throughout this day and that revelation of who he is, set your eyes on Jesus. Look to Jesus. Consider Jesus. And realize you're not in it alone. Like that's the beauty of the broadcast yesterday that we did with Brother Brian. God never intended for us to live alone. He never intended for it to just be us and him. His love is also found in the company. It's found in the brethren. So in this vine that you're connected to today, the reason we pray for the saints and we pray for this body is because we love one another. And this family, you're not alone. Reach out and receive that. If you need something today and there's just opportunity, reach out. Let your family love on you, because that's not just a natural thing. God's in the family that you're planted in. God is involved in Hope City. God is involved in March of Faith in the Philippines. God is involved in Boomerang. Let your family love on you today. Don't do it alone. Don't do it alone. Don't even just do it you just with him. Live with your family. Let that love come however he's leading you to have it come. Follow him. Get into him. Consider him. Set your eyes on him. And watch as that love melts off anything that really just does not matter. He's faithful. So today, grace and peace be, and be multiplied now. In the name of Jesus, to every person attached to this broadcast and attached to this ministry, let the love, the grace, and the anointing and peace of God be multiplied in their lives now in the name of Jesus. Amen. We love you, Sydney. She says, love y'all and so grateful for y'all. Juliet says, his love is found in the company. Jake says, he's longing to love me. Pastor Danny says, he is love and he has nothing but love for us all. He's so good. I'm so glad you were here.
Yeah, me too.
That was good. That was good. We love y'all so much. Thank you guys for being on and being a part of prayer. If you'd like to partner, you're welcome to do so. You can go to whatsright.com/partner. If you would like to hook up to the grace that's found in this ministry, we just encourage you to be led, be obedient, and partner with the ministry. And so sorry, I heard a sound. I'm pretty sure it was Hannah yawning. I don't know. It was a sound. That's what it was. It was Hannah yawning. But I'll tell you, Hannah yawning sounds like a tea kettle, guys.
I thought it was like another Jerry.
Well, honestly, kind of like.
It could have been. Because like somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I understand.
Sorry.
If you would like to join us today for Lunch Plus, we are going to be hopping into a continuation of yesterday. Pastor Brian said today we're going to be talking about the benefits of family. The benefits, the fruit that comes from being connected. You've already received part of it today here this morning. But join us today at noon Eastern Standard Time for Lunch Plus. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Just be blessed. Have a wonderful day. And we love you. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. here for Frontlines Prayer. Maybe Corey will be here. We'll find out. I don't know. But we love you guys so much and we'll see you then.